Having a workplace violence program in place doesn't seem necessary in ag. But you know, you have these buildings such as nut processing and vegetable processing where things can happen. So it's necessary sometimes. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Roger Isom is president and CEO of the Western Tree Nut Association, which is replacing the Western Agricultural Processors Association.
Unfortunately, it is a necessary program. There's a lot to this, the way that the legislature, you know, put it in place. And it might get more complicated because Cal/OSHA is now working on their own regulation that would, I believe, supersede this legislative requirement. And so there's a work group on that, and we're part of that. We don't want to make it more complicated. We want to make it easier and easier to implement. So we're involved on that front.
And Isom said they're meeting about quarterly to hammer out the details on this.
And so people are getting stuff in place and just educating on the basics. How do you handle situations? And, you know, whether it's just a lover's quarrel between workers or somebody comes from outside onto your property, you know, from an ag perspective, we just typically don't do that. Now, at our processing facilities and that, yes, where we have finished food product, you know, we put gates and fences and that, and definitely have a process. But for the most part, we've never done that on the farm.
That's Roger Isom with the Western Tree Nut Association, always working for the farmers. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.